My name is Anne Emanuel Byrne. I'm from the University of Toronto, and much as I love my APHA comrades, I hope with all my heart that 8 days from now you will not be knocking at my door asking for jobs and new lives in Canada. On behalf of the Spirit of 1848 Caucus, I'm delighted to welcome you to this session, Embodying History and Changing It, Health Inequities, Social Justice, and Biology in Context, the Case of Breast Cancer. And I also want to point out on our starry slide here our upcoming sessions, which include tomorrow morning's session from 8:30 to 10, Progressive Pedagogy Across the Lifespan, then a lunchtime student poster session on social justice and public health, and finally our Spirit of 1848 Caucus business meeting, which I like to call our labor meeting, on Tuesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And we have brightly colored flyers if you want the exact details. None of the presenters have anything to disclose, so you can feel confident in that sense. And finally, I want to invite you to subscribe to our email bulletin board. We have a sign-in sheet going in the back, and it's going to be going around the room, and we'd be delighted to have you join our listserv and participate in a variety of Spirit of 1848 activities. At this session, we aim to integrate the Spirit of 1848's three main foci: social history of public health, the politics of public health data, and progressive pedagogy. Today's session has been designed to address the theme of this year's APHA conference, Prevention and Wellness Across the Lifespan, but from a perspective that challenges the assumptions embedded in these terms and approaches. Conscious of the role of history in shaping the contours of changing patterns of health inequities and awareness and action to tackle them, our speakers will critically examine issues of social justice and public health across the lifespan using the case example of breast cancer, assessed in relation to different time scales and levels. And we'll have our three speakers give their presentations, and then at the end we'll have half an hour or so for open discussion about the intersections of the papers as well as questions and discussion around particular papers. We have a remarkably accomplished panel, and I hope that you and they will forgive me for being a stern timekeeper so that we do have that space for discussion. Our first paper is by Keith Wailu, who is Townsend Martin Professor at Princeton University, where he's jointly appointed in the Department of History and the Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs. Sitting at the intersection of history and health policy, his research has examined the evolution of social, cultural, and scientific meanings of disease, as well as the history of public health and medical practices and controversies. Among the books and edited volumes he's produced are Dying in the City of the Blues, Sickle Cell Anemia and the Politics of Race and Health, Three Shots at Prevention, the HPV Vaccine and the Politics of Medicine's Simple Solutions, The Troubled Dream of Genetic Medicine, and most recently, How Cancer Crossed the Color Line. Alas, Keith has been grounded by Hurricane Sandy, but we are fortunate to have another esteemed historian, Samuel Roberts, professor of history and sociomedical sciences at Columbia University, who has stepped in to present the paper. Professor Roberts is author of Infectious Fear, Politics, Disease, and the Health Effects of Segregation, and he's currently working on race, public health, and addiction treatment politics and the war on drugs. Thank you very much.